Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Rip. Well, I tell you, God, so good. When you start hearing that, you know, you start getting closer and closer, Rip.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit. One second. Hello. Yeah, Rip, I was in, you know, down at Hathaway, you know, he was singing that song. That boy had a voice, man. You ever heard him sing some of them, little jazz and little... And R&B, that boy tough, man. He had a like a lot of these guys when they were singing, man. In fact, especially back then, the love ballads and stuff like that. Real, them guys could sing, man. Flat out just sing.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And man, it's a wonder they could have used that with the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I know how he died. Mm-hmm. And all this, you know what I'm talking about? But boy, I'm telling you, man, that man had a voice. You ever hear some of his songs? You ever hear listen to some of Donny Hathaway?
Yes, sir.
That boy's the same, man. That boy could hold a key, man. And he was so, he knew how to write, man. He could write real good, too, as well, you know. I just thank God for the pioneers, you know, the people that came before us, you know, on certain things they did, you know. We listen to years later on, we listen to some of the things they did back then, you know. Everybody, I think this one of the days that we always say that it wasn't promised to us, Doc, you know. It was just because of God's will, you know. He allowed us to do what we do. I'm disturbed a little bit, Reverend. I need your help, though. I'm disturbed, man. This world is getting so, so far away from God, man. Man, we are accepting. Man, I think I was reading the other day, dude. I know this ain't a popular thing, but I'm going to say, but I got to tell the truth. They're legalizing a lot of stuff that God says, well, he can't stand, Rep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Rep? They legalize same-sex marriage, man. You know what I'm talking about? They get the same benefits as someone. I know this ain't a big deal. I know a lot of folks probably don't like this. Let me tell you something, Reverend. God is getting close, man. We are worse in the day of Noah, man. We are worse in the day of Noah, man. You know what I'm saying? Brother, we saw saying something earlier. He asked about Hebrews 9:27. I'm telling you, man, I don't know why you're, I mean, you know, we know what the scripture means, right? You know, after man die, you know, once man die, judgment begins, Doc.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't think we know, man. We done got so comfortable, man. And now we said, well, this all right, let's vote, let that pass, you know. Man, God is looking at that, man. And one day we're going to have to answer to that. I've read all this again. That we got to cheer for the Lord, man. Jesus Christ. Why are we going to have to cheer for him, brother? Why? Because he's the only one to judge us. He's the only one to be judged of us like that. You know why, Rev? Because he have a spot, nor a wrinkle, nothing that you can show in his record. You can go back and, you know how folks are trying to find stuff on people? You know, Eric ain't this. I find Eric did, dust and dust. I ain't going to do you like that, Rev, but I find people dust and dust, you know what I'm talking about? They can go all the way back in history. They tried that, Reverend. They tried it, Reverend. He told them people, right, and I might be wrong, help me with it, Reverend. He told them people, if you tell them now, I'll raise it back up in 3 days, Doc. Keep reading. They look at him and say, man, 3 days? It took 5 or 6 years to build this, you know, so they feel they're so natural, you know what I'm talking about? That's what we are today, man. We rather satisfy man and not God. We rather offend man and not God. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm trying to stay close to him. You just don't know when, Reverend. You just don't know when or what hour he might chop in. So I know Day Friday. I know, I just played the little Christmas song. It just behooved me to believe that if he don't come, all help the Holy Spirit, and then we be what? Complacent. You know, the preached word has to be preached, man. It has to be taught, Reverend, that with error, no one can err from it, Reverend. It has to be so plain that when you lift up and God look at you, he going to say, Reverend, what did you say to the people when you had a chance? You and I are going to be held accountable, Reverend.
Yes,
come on here. We can't even come home every day and don't tell the people the real facts of life, man. We can't preach safe. We can't preach. We have to tell it like it is and let God convict them, not condemning nobody to hell because they're doing that by themselves. You ain't got to tell nobody they're going to hell. Because the Bible says this, yeah. So I'm going to get into the lesson, Reverend. I was dealing with Luke again, you know. But I had the introduction there. I want you to expound on that with me a little bit, if you don't mind, you know, come on, because when I saw that the other day, man, that passed that law, you know, I just said, man, what is he doing, man? What hour he might come? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Might be doing? You might be drinking some coffee. You might be somewhere and some man, watch this, Reverend, dating somebody's husband or date somebody, why? You know, you might be doing something. Hold up. You know, you might be lying. You might be backbiting. We just don't know the hour, Doc. It is too critical now for us to sit down and tell them the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. It is critical, man. It has got critical, man, because it's easy to fall back in that. If the scripture wasn't so, why would he say backslide? Huh? Why would he not say backslide? Because he knows some of us don't backslide. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me with that little bit, Red, from the top.
Yes, sir. Man. Just, you know, as you spoke, I thought about Matthew 25, about them 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, and I also thought about how he told us to watch, therefore, what we know not the day, nor the hour, that he's going to come, you know. But if we are watching, if the Christians are watching every degree and see the signs of the time, then also they'll hear the voice of the Lord. But if you're not watching, if you're not aware, you're not going to hear. You're going to come complacent. And you think everything is fine and dandy. But if you're watching, you're careful with what you say, how you do, how you live, your hope, you know, it's far beyond this world and what it has to bring. Because you see, people are starting to want a world without God.
Uh-oh.
You know, they want to, you know, it's your
say
thing.
Say it again,
Rev.
Say that again. Say it again, Rev. Say it again, Rev.
People are wanting a world without God.
Uh-huh.
You know, that. They don't want no correction. They don't want you to speak against the flesh. You know, they despise the spiritual. You know, and that's why it's easy for them to pass these laws. It's easy for them to walk contrary because they don't want no conviction from this Holy Spirit.
All right, now.
But those that are walking and desiring God, we welcome this correction because it helps us be righteous. It helps us, you know, if we do go astray, it's easy for us to get back on track because we yearn for his righteousness. We yearn to be close to him. You know, we long after him. We hope for his coming. We don't want to be in a world separated from him, in a world that desires not him. And that's what it is, you know. That's why we're strangers. You know, we're pilgrims passing through, you know. This is not our home, not a thing that we desire, because we've been born again. We're new creatures, and we kind of like misfits right now. Hallelujah! But we look for a city, you know, whose building is God, who's not made with the hand. Oh, but it's eternal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I just thank God for that. We live in there, man. We live in a time. It seems like it's crossless, man. You know, the cross don't mean nothing to nobody. You know, it's a lot of people. And I say this, well, you know, I don't like to be selfish about this. I got to tell the truth that he's really talking to the church, man. You know, to my,
yes, sir.
It have got so critical the church. Hey, Doc, somebody, you are the temple. Well, I'm understanding that we are the temple, but that physical church, you'll allow anything in that church now. Remember? Don't even fear it, though. The pulpit used to be very sacred, man. You know,
sacred.
It used to be sacred, man. Yeah. I'm talking about really. When we get in the lesson, we're going to see even Zachariah, man. You know what I'm talking about? When he went before the Lord, man. when he was left, when he wasn't told the law, they didn't go in there like we do. They went in what? In concentration, man. You hear me? In concentration.
Yeah.
They went in there. They were expecting the spirit of the law gonna come in there. They prayed, and they know they're gonna get here from the Lord. Even the longest he prayed, Reverend, and God finally heard him. Oh, help me, hold it. He finally heard him.
Mm-hmm.
He heard him, Reverend, and he gave him what he heard. But what I love about that thing, I love about this here, see, his faith caused him to be in dumb mode a little bit. Can I say that, Reverend? His faith caused him to be in the dumb role. And the dumb role is not ignorant. Yeah, he was ignorant, but also his faith wasn't there, Reverend. His faith wasn't there.
Right.
He had never been on that spiritual level before. See, God want to take us on a spiritual level, but we want to take it. Some of them want to be in neutral. Some of them want to be in reverse. Come on, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the lesson right there. Let me get on. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. Oh, we come to you. We come to you humble, Lord. Lord, we come with a made-up mind, knowing it was you, Lord, that woke us up early this morning, Lord, and started us on our way, Lord. We have thanking you for all things, Lord, and we don't want to take nothing for granted, Lord, that it could have been us, Father God, sleeping in our grave, Lord. But, Lord, you let us tarry here a little longer, Lord, in your sight, Lord. So while we're here, Lord, we just want to give you thanks, Lord. We want to honor you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We want to lift your name up, Lord. We want to be that church and say we love you, Lord, and try to live thy will, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for God's plan. We thank you for all the ministry to try to lift up your name, Lord. We believe, Lord, and been taught, Lord, that every Milton pastor is getting their church ready to see God. Not to see him, but see God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the revelation of the word, Lord. We thank you, Father God, how you open it up, Lord, and let us see. And let us see, Lord, that you are God all by yourself, Lord. So, Lord, we come right now, Lord, asking you to help teach and preach this uncompromising gospel. Lord, we ask you, Father God, let the ones that are hearing that they have receptive spirit, Lord. Lord, we come, Lord. Sometimes we only get one person just to wave their hand. But, Lord, we know, Father God, your word would not go on board, Lord. That's me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We believe it won't go on board, Lord. We believe, Father God, when your word goes forth, even if they don't trust the Father, we know the word has went forth, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your love for the church, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, that if you don't do no more, oh, Lord, you don't do no more, you're still God all by yourself, Lord. So touch us on high, Lord, that we lift up our eyes, not in like we just powerful, Lord, that we lift up our eyes, that we should put our face to the ground and say, Lord, have mercy, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for the things which you already have done and the things you're about to do, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Remember, we're trying to tap into the word, right? In the word of word today, this is how I believe it's unfolding, Reverend. I believe the word is unfolding, and I'm gonna tell you something, Reverend. Some people can recite some of the stuff that we read, Reverend. They can recite it.
Oh yeah.
Reverend, they can recite it. Boy, it's some stuff about you've been reading. I done read last year. Maybe 2 years and 10 years down ago, and God give us a different revelation, Reverend. So, have you been there, Reverend? Have you ever been there?
Yes,
he opened that thing up. He opened it up on Reverend. You just didn't know what you were understanding when you were doing. No. I believe all things. When we get in the book, I believe God can make a building and so what, Reverend? Our faith. This was happened to Zachariah. Right? Zachariah's faith wasn't there, brother. Yeah, he heard, he seen, he
That's
was
right.
in fear, and his fear came on so hard, it fell on so hard, the angel had to tell him, hold up now. No. It's almost like he wanted to take off running, Remy, when he seen the fear. Let me do this introduction right.
Mm-hmm.
He seen it, Remy, and he wanted to see it. He said, oh, Lord. So now he didn't pray enough and tapped in, and before he said his name was Gabriel, he told him, fear not. You know, I'm the one that's sitting at the throne of God, Reverend. So I come to give you a message. Have you ever got a message before, Lord? Have you ever got a message from the Lord? Hey, have you ever just given you a message? Say, Lord, I know this from you, Lord. You know what? Because I can feel it in my soul. That's what when God come in and he speaks to you like he did to our brother Zachariah, he had a mission and a plan he had to do. And see, and then he found out that Zechariah didn't have the faith, remember? So he had to shut his mouth up. He had to shut his mouth up.
Mm.
But now we're going to get in the part that he's going to open that mouth up. But not yet, because the Holy Ghost got to get in the depth of the Holy Spirit. See, when you have the Holy Ghost in you, truly have the Holy Ghost in you, remember? You don't have your little mouth, that little tongue. You be careful what you say out of it, Reverend. When you got that, when you got the Holy Ghost really governing your life, Reverend. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get in verse 22, 1 and 22. But can you help me with that? Well, when you got the Holy Ghost, hey, Reverend, I can say something to you, Reverend. I love you to death, brother. I can say something to you. It won't go a whole day where I say, man, brother, you all right, brother? I'm sorry, man, if I said something wrong. Cause I got that love for you, man. And I also got love for God. I know if I touch you, I put my mouth on you. I got to answer God. People don't want to hear this, Reverend.
Yes,
he said, touch not my anointing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. People got so bold to preach it. Yeah, I know
yes,
some
sir.
Of them doing dust. I know some of them doing that. Mm-hmm. If they truly been called by God, don't worry about it. God got them. Hey, I know him right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Reverend, I know him
thank
right about
Lord.
It. He got him.
Yes, sir.
He got him,
thank Lord.
He got him.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Heaven is full. Well, he gives us an opportunity. The same way he gives you an opportunity, Reverend. Same way he gives me an opportunity, Reverend. Reverend, he's giving that other man an opportunity to repent. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Could you give me that before I get off in the lesson? Well, I'm going to start at Luke 1:22. So you get a look at that, man.
Lord,
you don't find one because I'm still running in a minute. Now, I'm going to have to hand the tongue off. I know you hear a little noise.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
I'm good, man. I'm making noise too, boy. Look at God, how he works his name.
Yes, sir.
You there with
well,
me?
Well, I hear that. Okay. Yeah. I hear the noise.
Grab that board right quick. I'm finna transition. I'm not even putting them up. Grab that board. Look at that board for me, just in case. Hey, now watch this here, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start back. I'm gonna back up just a little bit. I'm gonna back up to 19, Reverend. I'm gonna back up to 19. 1 and 19. Watch this, Reverend. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He said, that standeth in the what? The presence of God. And I am sent to speak unto thee. And look what it says, Reverend. And to show these things glad tidings. Reverend, when I read that 10 years ago, Reverend, I read that 30 years ago, it didn't mean like it did today, Reverend. He has told me. When God sent somebody to you, Reverend, when he sent somebody to you and speak to your spirit to where he's been a spiritual level take you to, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, you know what? You ain't been on this ride before. Let me tell you what God, I've been in the presence with the Lord. Let me tell you what God has for me. That's what Gabriel tell me.
Uh-huh.
Gabriel said, I've been there, and he gave me a tongue to tell you. See, when you preaching and teaching God's word, help me, Holy Spirit. When you teaching and preaching God's word, you can't worry about their feelings. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If God gave it to you, he going to give you something to sustain to that thing, Reverend. He going to say, because Gabriel was God's one of his angels, and Gabriel went to Zechariah to tell Zechariah, I've been in the presence of God. Help me. See, if you're charismatic, you're trying to make yourself smart and you express God's love for your intellect. But boy, when you have the Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you speak out of turn. Watch this, Reverend. When I say out of turn, sometimes your English language don't be adding up. You take an adjective. You take a noun. You take a pronoun. You know, and they don't. For God to take your what you just try to apply to somebody and say, he said, he meant it like this here. He said, he meant it like this here. I feel pretty good, Reverend. He meant it
come
like this here. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold my heart, man. Hey, Reverend,
he
meant it like this. I can command to read the scriptures. All them times, I read it, but Gabriel said, I want to tell you, Reverend Henry, I've been in the presence of God. Now, how would you receive that, Reverend, if somebody comes to you and says, I've been in the presence of God. I've been in the presence of God. Now, this is a preacher. He's talking to the preacher. He said, I've been in the presence of God, and he told me to tell you thus. He told me to tell you that. And then this us now. We don't be quick to judge and say this and that because we believe the Bible says in 1 John, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, by the Spirit, will be the who? Unto God. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
He said, you ain't got
yes,
the first
sir. Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you, David? What's wrong with you, David? They told me it's me on the bone, man. They told me it's me on the bone,
yeah.
man. Let me go get this. He said, I don't come with no mess, Reverend Henry. I don't come with no
yeah.
mess, God's plan. I come with good tidings, brother. I'm bringing glad
yes,
tidings to help you, Holy Spirit. I'm coming when I speak, if you know God, you're supposed to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
I know him right up
yeah.
there. When
yeah.
I come, you're
yeah.
supposed to say hallelujah
yeah.
to the Lamb of God. Don't praise me. Lift God up because he has spoken. God. When God speaks,
that's
everything
right.
comes to full. Oh, I know him right about it. Well, I feel pretty good this morning. I had a couple
yes,
of Reverend. I feel pretty good.
You
called me at the right time, Reverend.
That's right.
I'm trying to go home, man.
Yes,
let me act like I got some sense. You mean like I got some sense. And let me do it again. And the angel answered, said unto him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God, and I am sent to
yeah.
speak unto thee and to show thee, what did he say, Reverend? These glad tidings. And behold.
Glad tidings.
That's where they go, Reverend. And behold,
mm-hmm.
thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these
yeah.
things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I don't even know if I'm going to get that far, Reverend. I don't even know if I'm going to get that far. I might just stop Ralphing there right here, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? He said,
come on, man.
What shall be fulfilled in thy season, Reverend? I need some help with this, Reverend. So I don't need
yes,
to
sir.
Amen. I just need to say out for. I just need to say out for a minute. Hey, Reverend, let me tell you something,
yes,
Reverend. Oh, when God comes to you and I, anybody that loves God and he speaks to our spirit, Reverend, man, that's a good thing, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because he's trying to make you find a place to repent, Reverend. He's trying to, see,
yes,
I come
sir.
To you in this way, so I want to open your heart to my heart and tell you, be still. Hey, Reverend, somebody
yes,
told me this, right? I'm going to say this 5 years ago. Be still, here. What
mm-hmm.
you told me, Reverend?
Yes,
what you tell me, Reverend? What you tell me? What you tell me, Reverend?
He still and watch the salvation.
Come on, man.
He still and watch the salvation. Oh, hallelujah.
I love how he was specific what he said, Reverend. He said, I'm going to close your mouth up, that dumb spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to close your mouth up. You ain't going to be able to say nothing.
Come on, man.
You ain't going to be able to say nothing. And he told him, but watch this here, until all this be performed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you don't believe
yes.
my word, Reverend. Reverend, you don't believe my word, Reverend. You don't believe my word. You believe in everything else, Reverend. You believe that all things, all what they call a same-sex marriage is good. You believe
mm-hmm.
that you can fornicate on your wife. You believe you can
right
go steal. You believe that you
mm-hmm.
can lie, cuss, and cry. Well, one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, give me something right quick. I can't go that fast. 2 Corinthians. I got to go there for a minute. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. Don't get that for me, man. I'm going to leave it alone, man. Help me. I might not go nowhere. I might be through what I need to do. I might be through, man. Hold on. Help me with it, man.
You broke up.
I said 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Okay.
Verse 10.
Okay. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's my speech impediment. I'm sorry, man. It's my speech impediment. I'm trying to get it out, man.
Oh, the phone was broken up a little bit. You okay? Second Corinthians 5 and 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that
mm-hmm.
everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done. Whether it be good or bad, knowing
Reverend.
Therefore the terror of the Lord.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Paul was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you right now. You can get it right if you don't have it right. He said, you're good and bad. That's what he said. Did I hear that right? Good
yes, sir.
And bad?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm telling you right now, Reverend. Whatever you do on this side, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you will be judged. Oh, help me,
yes,
Holy Spirit.
Sir.
Whether it be
mm-hmm.
good, I think that the good is going to be like this. Now, help me, Reverend, because you know I'm a little kind of slow, y'all. Help me a little bit. I believe when he say good, he might say, he might say this one little statement to, like he always said to the one who's laboring his word. He said, come on up a little high. You was over a few things, remember? He said, I'm gonna make you over a million things. Come on up a little high. I believe that though. Somebody said, well, I've been around long enough that I want my scales, that I weigh my good, I weigh my bad. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff because we know you're going in the presence of Jesus. Jesus can judge you because he has no fault in him. Help me, Holy Spirit. He took it all the way to the grave. He didn't have no fault.
Mm-hmm.
He could stand tell you what you were wrong in. You can't hide from him. You can hide from old Eric. You can hide from old Reverend Henry. You can hide from God's friends,
mm-hmm.
but you can't hide from God. Reverend, I'm telling you, he's going to show it to us one day and say that now I came to you one day. Yeah, I was here one day, you know, and I heard this and I seen this here. My eyes were everywhere. They were talking one day about him, Reverend, like across the way, and he heard them when they start talking. They'll tell me what I don't know. He hears your thoughts, my brother.
Yes, sir.
He hears somebody's thoughts right
now. Yes, sir.
If you ain't tuned with the Holy Spirit, some of this stuff might be like Babylon. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But why were you in tune with the Holy Spirit, Reverend? When you love the Lord. When you love the Lord, Reverend. When you really love the Lord, Reverend. You're laboring in that thing. You know what? You say, Lord, I know you told Zachariah, but it wasn't this thing before. I mean, when all this thing comes before, I mean, all this thing you're going to do about Job, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know one day it's going to come before. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he didn't have that faith, Reverend. He didn't believe, so he shut his mouth up, Reverend. I know I ain't going to do it that far. I ain't going to do it too far. Look, he didn't, hey, Reverend, he didn't shut his mouth, but some of us need our mouth shut anyway. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us need to be quiet. And watch the scripture say, can I be more polite with it, Reverend? He said, some of us for teaching need to be tight. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He said, be quiet for a minute, preacher. He said, because you don't have the faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you don't have the faith. Just telling him he don't have the faith all the time. He's been praying at the altar, man. Every time he's been praying at the altar, I want a son. And one day, God heard him, Doc. Heard him.
Mm-hmm.
He blessed him. Even watch this. Look at the mystery here, Reverend. He blessed him, and he didn't have the faith in what he was praying for, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, stop with the wrong, Reverend. Don't be grinning with the wrong, man. Reverend.
You're right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He gave him a blessing, and the word just said, because he believed not the word. Did I just read that? He said, because thou believe not my word. He blessed him even still in his work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Unfold this thing for a minute. He said, what did he say that, Reverend? He said, did he believe, Reverend? Nope. Reverend, did he believe? Nope.
Come on.
But the Bible says, he said, because thou believest not. That's why he shut his mouth up. And he still blessed him, man. He still blessed his wife. Even though it was up in age, Doc. They was up in age, Doc. You know what I'm saying? Remember? They was up in age, and he still blessed him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I don't get through. Let me do at least two more scriptures. They probably think I'm in bed, man. Look, read with me, man. He said, and the people waited for Zachariah and marveled that he terrorized so long in the temple. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he came out, I'm going to do something. I'm going to stop in a minute. He could not speak, Reverend. Unto them.
Mm.
And they perceived that he had what? Seen a vision in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in the book,
yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
I'm still in the book, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
He said, for what? For he had beckoned unto them and remain speechless.
Yeah.
Oh, Reverend, I'm going to tell you the truth, Reverend. I ain't going no part of this one here, Reverend. That's it. I want to tell you something, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, the plan of salvation, right? See, the plan of salvation, God had to move some of us out the way, Reverend, so he could allow his blessing to come through, Reverend. He, some of us hinder some people for growth. Some of us hinder people for growth because of our ignorance. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Because we limited to God and what he could do. See, Zachariah limited God, but God still used him and blessed him, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. So what I love about this, Reverend, I love how he illustrates that just then, how he eased that in, Reverend. He said he was in there for a while, and the people was there, Reverend. The people were there, Reverend, wonder why he was there so long. Let me do my little back history a little bit, Reverend. There was a time when the priest going before the holies of holiness. If he wasn't right, he would die in the presence of the Lord. It was a time when he does that, Reverend. And then God knows when he was doing that, Reverend. The people have familiar with that because they said, well, whatever, didn't he? He must have been in the presence of a God. So let's tell me, tapping some women for a river. Tell me right here, Reverend. Sometime in church, it just don't move in the order that you want to go. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Sometime in church, you set up a, hey, Reverend, sometimes you set up a 5-minute sermon and God lets you teach it for 30 minutes. Sometimes you come up there, I'm going to do a sermon there. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. And you do one for 45 minutes, Reverend. Don't put God in no box because you're mad. Don't put God in no box because you want to go do this and that. Because God got a plan. And salvation is his plan.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting so late in the evening that we can't keep on watering the word down. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Lord, I got to tell you, if you live in sin, if you're practicing sin, if you're waking up and going to that sin life, brothers and sisters, hell, you will be lifting your eyes up to. If you get up, even though you're falling short, and say, Lord, I fail, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord. I this thing has got me tangled right now. I want to do right, Lord. You're at the right place with this mercy. You're at the right place with this mercy. Don't get up and be so bold and keep pushing on and think you're going to keep getting it. What he said, make grace abide. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Just to stay in sin. He said, how did you say you died in sin and live so long in there, Reverend? He wanted to. Didn't know. I mean, Zachariah didn't know what's going to happen for him, though. But God still using him. Look how this stuff's been unfolded, Reverend. This is through scripture, Reverend. We're unfolding something with the Holy Spirit, Reverend. I know you've been taught because you listen to me, Reverend. So if nobody else, you and I can rejoice. So we felt the spirit transition just then, how he opened the mystery of the scripture just then, how he unpacked that thing. And let me tell you something. It's just practical gospel, brother. It is practical.
Yes, sir.
What I mean by that,
the
simplicity of the scripture, if it explains what it's supposed, somebody said, what's it saying? You're kind of just showing what it's dark at. Some people might be in darkness. Then we got to tell them good to be in the marvelous light. I was so glad when they when they said to me, that's what I said. I was so glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. I was so glad when I woke up this morning put my mind on Jesus. I was so glad because either on this side or the other side, I know one day, Reverend. Oh, he's going to show me something. Probably with this same
scripture. Thank you, Lord.
I know he stood up with Stephanie, as we call Stephen. I know he stood up. He might be standing up right now looking at me preaching this gospel, man. He might be standing up right now and saying, you just told me something, you know, but carry my word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, I got to stop there, Reverend. I got to go, Reverend. I got to go, Reverend. Help me with this, Reverend. I want to go farther, Reverend, but I feel pretty good about them two scriptures, man. I really do, man.
Oh,
I learned something, Reverend. I learned something.
Mm-hmm.
And help me. Man, we don't do scripture no justice, man. We try our best to convey the word in a little short time and run on to the next, like it's a happy meal. Happy Holy Spirit. You know what I said, really? Like it's a happy meal.
Yeah.
It's happy. And this meal and it's nutritious for you. And let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to go in depth with it, brother. You got to unfold that scripture that it's really saying to you and tell the people, God is seeing you in this scripture. What are you doing with the scripture? Are you trying to apply it to your life? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, Zachariah was preparation. So he wouldn't get in the way of God's blessing. But God had to shut his mouth up so he could perform his work, his duty, what he's going to do to his wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In her name, was Elizabeth. Reverend, I'm going to try to come back this in again because I believe we got a little more time with this, Reverend. I feel pretty good about
it, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good. Reverend. That's good.
May God bless you, God.
That's good.
May make it always keep you in his heart. Oh, I feel good today, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, I feel peace, man.
Praise the Lord.
I feel peace, man. You ever just started judging yourself, Reverend? You ever just said, Lord?
Yes, sir.
I hear you, Lord. It's me, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I hear you, Lord. When you read
yes,
the scripture,
sir.
And you just stop and say, Lord, I see what you just showed me, Lord. Thank you for the revelation,
mm-hmm.
Lord. Oh, it wasn't me, Lord. It was you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I didn't know what that said to me. But hey, thank God for what you know. Are you applying what
mm-hmm.
you know? Help you, Holy Spirit. Are you putting them down?
Yes,
sir. I'm supposed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting it down when it gets tough? Are you lifting it up when you get tough? He said, I'll be lifting
all right,
up on earth.
All right.
That's what he said, man. Read what he said, man. He said, if I
yes,
be lifting
sir.
Up on earth, I will do what, man? I will draw
mm-hmm.
all men up.
I'll draw.
I'm a
I'll
man.
Draw.
I'm
I'll
a man.
Draw.
I believe he's drew me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry,
sir.
Man. I forgot we're not in a physical church. And people got to go to work like I do. And they probably just say, it's enough, Reverend. Get out of the way. You know what? You did all that hollering and everything. Go on. Get out of the way now. Come on, Reverend. I feel like preaching a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Reverend.
Come on. Speak the word. Speak
I'm
the
cool,
word.
Reverend. Gotta come
yes,
on, Reverend. Just
sir.
Start
yes.
back in high gear again. Come on, Reverend. Let me show
you. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Praise the Lord. Why yet might be, while he yet is around, might be found, we need to lift him up, and we can lift him up when we open our hearts and while he speak. While he's speaking, open your heart that you might receive all this gift that we're telling you about. That this gift is going to make you do right. Oh, hallelujah. This gift going to make you talk right. Even as it was so beautifully unfolded this morning, Zachariah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, God will let you know when to speak. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But make sure your heart is right and you're in faith with it, because if not, you can do things that would be not in his plan. Oh, hallelujah. So he may silence you. He may quiet you. Oh, hallelujah, that you may see and others may see, that you may stand aside and watch your salvation unfold. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for those that pray, because when we get together and we pray, we uplift God, and the speaker of God comes in and he speaks and he unfolds. Hallelujah. Thank you. He said the light in dark places. Sometimes our hearts are dark. Sometimes our thoughts are dark. Sometimes our intentions are dark. But hallelujah, his word shines a light and it brightens up. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, today. What you have done, what you allowed us to experience. Hallelujah. Would there be one? Hallelujah. Would there be one? Would there be one? You can push the one button. If you want prayer, you can push the one button. If you want cheer, you can push the one button. If you want to feel the spirit, you can push the one button. Hallelujah. And tell him, thank you. Oh, I love you, Lord. We here. We hear hallelujah. You open, Brother D.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Eddie good. Eddie
yes,
good.
Sir.
Amen.
Yes,
Eddie good. My brother feel like shouting this morning.
Eddie mm-hmm.
good.
Yes, sir.
First give out to God, who is truly the author and finisher of our course. We just want to tell him thank you this morning. My brother said that anyone that want to just tell God thank you. I don't want to come to God this morning with the request of, Lord, will you do this for me? Lord, will you do that for me? I just want to tell God thank you this morning. I just thank you for keeping me. Thank you for blessing me and my family and loved ones and friends. And just, I just thank him for just being God this morning, real. I just want to just tell him to continue to keep his loving arms around me. Let your loving angels shine down on me. Continue to give me word of wisdom and understanding of your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you continue to pray for me as I pray for you all. Continue to bless as we be blessed. I ask you to continue to bless the servant that will continue to go forth. Tell God thank you. Well, just let go and let God have his way. In the name of Jesus. That's all Brother D wants this morning. You know, a lot of times we come to God with requests. We want God to do this for us and move this way and that way. I just want to tell him thank you this morning for just being God.
Amen.
Just being the Lord and Savior of my
Amen.
Life. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We
yes.
truly thank you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise him.
I tell you, if you're thinking, he'll show you what else you can thank him for. We've been blessed
yes,
so much. We don't have to remind us what he has done for us. Some have forgotten how good God has been.
How good he's been.
His goodness is just, we are so engulfed in it till it has become common to some. We need to be reminded that our heart, that it may be generated within our hearts, hallelujah, how he has kept us, how he has brought us, how he has taught us, how he has loved us, how he has cherished us in spite of ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
In spite of our role, man, in spite of our
yes,
role, he have kept us. Thank you, Lord.
Man, I just, you know, this lesson just it brought some joy. Hallelujah. David told him, I stand in the presence of God, and I'm able to speak unto thee and to show these glad tidings. We've been with the Lord, so that's why we're able to tell you of things we have experienced. That's why I love to say, I thank God for what he has allowed us is still allowing us to experience. When we come together, God is allowing it to be when we're able to make good connections, no interruption. God allow it to be. He stayed the hand of the adversary. You think the adversary want us gathered together, strengthening one another, encouraging one another, lifting up one another in prayer? You think he wants that? You think he wants us asking God for strength that we may continue to do his will, hallelujah, and his way? You think he wants us? No, he desires to sift us like wheat.
Just like wheat. Yes, sir.
But Jesus said, hallelujah, I'm praying for you. That's your faith, though. Well, I'm praying for you. In other words, I'm speaking to God about you, about your behalf. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to have a conversation with myself about you.
About you.
Because, yes, sir.
Tell it. I'm having a conversation about you.
Hallelujah. That right
with
there
myself.
Should make you rejoice to know that God himself. Yes, my God. Oh, hallelujah. God himself talked to himself about you. Hallelujah. And the angel answered and said unto him, I'm Gabriel. Oh, Lord.
Ain't he good?
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We thank him.
We
thank him. Thank you. Thank you.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
The more you thank him, Rev, the more you think of stuff you thank him
for.
God is just that. He just does
something.
Yes, sir.
Elders used to say he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did.
And then he said he didn't have to do it, but he did.
Yes, sir.
He
was sorry.
I asked my wife
while I was on the work yesterday. I asked my wife, I said, how is it in the world that here I am perspiring in December on my way to work, trying to get some air? She said, because my God is a sovereign God.
Yes, he is.
I said,
yes, he is.
But we should rejoice because we all have sinned and come short. But he gives warms our heart. He allows us to feel his spirit. We're not even worthy to feel his spirit to be able to bring glad tidings. Be able to say, I'm bringing glad tidings. When we meet together, we're bringing glad tidings. When you have rejoicing, we're bringing glad tidings. If you rejoice in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord sometime. Tell me about your troubles. How they go? Behave. If you just tell God, thank you, even when you're going through, tell God, thank you. Ask the Lord, have mercy. But
hey,
let that patience have a good work in you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
great. Thanks be to God. Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Reverend.
I hear that young man.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Reverend.
Talk to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, my brother. Come on, bro.
Yes, sir.
Come on, bro. We hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We hear you. We hear you. Come on, my brother.
We'll pay y'all.
Come on now.
I'm through this time. When you end this message, like, when y'all go through the prayer, I want you to put you on that. I want to play that.
Hey, Brad.
I want you to use the Lord on that. Use the Lord, man.
Put
it on
there. Say that, Brad. That's right. That little dip is not a bad thing, my brother.
Oh, no. Hey,
I don't know.
Y'all get through. Y'all get through, Reverend. Use me, Lord, when you get through. Hey, Reverend. Brother D. Wright.
Yes, sir.
Brother D. Wright, they question that, though, Brother D. But boy, when you know the Lord, it pays off.
When you know
the Lord, it pays off. I'm going to say this here. Okay, I'm really going to say this here. It's paying off right now. As soon as you step in the door, it start paying off.
It's not paying off.
Because
it's
he paid it off. He paid it with a ransom, you know. Yeah, he paid it with a ransom. Let me be y'all alone. Let me go on. Come on, Reverend.
Yes, he did. A ransom that no man could pay. Paid it with a ransom, brother.
Oh,
no man could
pay. You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know
thank
no
you,
man
Lord.
Could pay it because he had to come down from on high. Just to pay our debt, pay our sin debt.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
God's truly been good to us today.
Yes, he has. Yes,
he truly has blessed the church.
Ooh, yes, he has.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to say amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us today. Oh, hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, we come. Father, our hearts are overjoyed, bubbling over. Thank you, Father God, for how you're yet speaking with us. Thank you, Father God, how you're being in attendance with us. Thank you, Lord, how you're allowing your spirit, hallelujah, your spirit of love, hallelujah, just rest, rule, and abide within our hearts, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know it's your love, Lord. Because you're yet dealing with us. It's your love, Lord, because you're tearing with us. We know that it's your love and your concern for your people, your children. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Lord. We just want to say thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for caring, for sharing, for teaching, for keeping us, Father. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving us, Father God. You don't leave us when we leave you, Father God. But thank you, Father God, how you when we leave you, you draw us back, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that you continue to let your grace just run over about. We deserve justice, but you give us grace. Hallelujah. We deserve to be whooped and be punished, but you was whooped and punished for us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for answering prayer, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for not only hearing our prayer, Father, but you not only heard us, but you answered us. We tell you thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We love you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the unfolding. You mysteries unto us, Father God, giving us more light into thy word, Father God, opening up our understanding that we may receive. Hallelujah. Our hearts are made glad and we are full of more wisdom because you have spoken us. Our hearts are rejoicing because we realize the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Spirit, the Holy Spirit even made manifestation and witness of itself. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto your name, Lord. Glory unto your name, Lord. Bless us to be vessels that you would be pleased with. Continue to use us, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to live in a way that you can be glad to use us, Lord. Hallelujah. And if we should fall short, Father, oh, hallelujah, we ask you quickly, lift us up quickly. When we need to repent, let us repent quickly, Father. Oh, hallelujah, quickly, that we may run after you in the name of Jesus. Bless our love, that we continue to love each other and care for one another as you have cared for us. Thank you again for the message, the messenger, and all your children in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every day.